Tells it in his own words, said Ponder.
Ooh, 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 ee, ooh, 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 ooh. Cough, Julia, over the bender, said the bursar.
I didn't understand what the librarian said, said Magrat.
We were all present at an interdimensional rip, said Ponder, caused by belief. The play was the last little thing that opened it up. There must have been a very delicate area of instability very close. It's hard to describe, but if you had a rubber sheet and some lead weights, I could demonstrate.
You're trying to tell me those things exist because people believe in them?
Oh, no, no. I imagine they exist anyway. They're here because people believe in them here.
Ooh.
He ran off with us. They shot an arrow at him.
Eek.
But it just made him itch.
Eek.
Normally, he's as gentle as a lamb. Really, he is.
Eek.
But he can't abide elves. They smell wrong to him.
The librarian flared his nostrils. Magrat didn't know much about jungles, but she thought about apes in the trees, smelling the rank of the tiger. Apes never admired the sleek of the fur and the burn of the eye, because they were too well aware of the teeth of the mouth.
Yes, she said, I expect they would.
Dwarfs and trolls hate them too, but I think they don't hate them as much as I do.
You can't fight them all, said Ponder. They're swarming like bees up there. There's flying ones too. The librarian says they made people get fallen trees and things and push those, you know, those stones down. There were some stones on the hill. They attacked them. Don't know why.
Did you see any witches at the entertainment? Said Magrat.
Witches, muttered Ponder.
You couldn't have missed them, said Magrat. There'd be a thin one glaring at everything and a small fat one cracking nuts and laughing a lot. And they'd be talking to each other very loudly. And they both have tall, pointy hats.
Can't say I noticed them, said Ponder.
Then they couldn't have been there, said Magrat. Being noticed is what being a witch is all about. She was about to add that she'd never been good at it, but didn't. Instead, she said, I'm going on up there.
You'll need an army, miss. I mean, you'd have been in trouble just now if the librarian hadn't been up in the trees.
But I haven't got an army, so I'm going to have to try by myself, aren't I? This time, Magrat managed to spur the horse into a gallop. Ponder watched her go.
You know, folk songs have got a lot to answer for, he said to the night air.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
She's going to get utterly killed.
Ooh. Hello, Mr. Flowerpot. 2 pints of eels, if you'd be so good.
Of course, it could be her destiny, or one of those sort of things.
Ooh. Millennium hand and shrimp.
Ponder Stibbons looked embarrassed.
Anyone want to follow her?
Ooh. Whoops. There he goes with his big clock.
Was that a yes?
Ooh.
Not yours, his.
Flobbly wobbly, here comes our jelly.
I think that probably counts as a yes, said Ponder reluctantly.
Ooh. I've got a lovely new vest.
But look, said Ponder, the graveyards are full of people who rushed in bravely but unwisely.
Ooh. What did he say?
Said the bursar, passing briefly through reality on his way somewhere else.
I think he said, sooner or later the graveyards are full of everybody, said Ponder. Oh, blast. Come on.
Yes, indeedy, said the bursar. Hands up the mittens, Mr. Bosun.
Oh, shut up.
Magrat dismounted and let the horse go. She knew she was near the dancers now. Coloured light flickered in the sky. She wished she could go home. The air was colder here, far too cold for a midsummer night. As she plodded onward, flakes of snow swirled in the breeze and turned to rain. Ridcully materialised inside the castle, and then clung on to a pillar for support until he got his breath back. Transmigration always made blue spots appear in front of his eyes. No one noticed him. The castle was in turmoil. Not everyone had run home. Armies had marched across Lankara many times over the last few thousand years, and the recollection of the castle's thick, safe walls had been practically engraved in folk memory. Run to the castle! And now it held most of the little country's population. Ridcully blinked. People were milling around and being harangued by a small young man in loose-fitting chainmail and one arm in a sling, who seemed to be the only person with any grip on things. When he was certain he could walk straight, Ridcully